You're listening to Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. On this special edition of Away with Words, we're talking about the language that people use to communicate with each other, when it works and when it doesn't. And of course, there's always that awkwardness when someone says a word she's always used, not realizing that the term is, a little questionable. Hello, you have Away with Words.
Hello. This is Elizabeth McNamer. And I am calling from Billings, Montana. And I have a word that I'd like you people to let me know what it actually means. The word is bollocks. I grew up in Ireland, and we use the word bollocks, meaning, to make a mess of things.
Mm-hmm.
I've really bollocks this up. Well, the whole thing is a complete bollocks. Well, quite recently, a friend from Ireland was visiting me, and I used the word, and she said, "Oh my God, Elizabeth, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that." And I said, "Well, why?" And she said, "Oh, it's frightful. It's absolutely frightful. Just please don't say it." And I have no idea why her reaction to it was so violent. Would you people have any idea what the word does mean and why my friend may have been offended by my using it?
How are you spelling it, Elizabeth?
I'm spelling it B-O-L-L-I-X.
Bollocks. Interesting. Elizabeth, you don't sound very Irish to me.
No, I went to school in England.
I see.
And when I was 11, I went to boarding school.
And how long have you been in Billings, Montana?
There were other Irish words I was using, which I found people didn't understand at all.
And how long have you been in Billings, Montana?
I've been in Billings, Montana for a very, very long time.
Okay.
Well, I won't tell you just how long, but it's over 50 years.
Okay, we can get to the bottom of this, Elizabeth. Your friend's surprise at your use of the word bollocks doesn't surprise me. It goes back to a word meaning testicle. Or testicles. And ultimately goes back to a word just meaning ball. That's where the ball part comes from it. The B-O-L-L-I-X spelling is a variant of the B-O-L-L-O-C-K-S, which is a lot more common. And there are a lot of meanings of this, mostly in the UK. In the US, we only use it when we're putting on an affectation, when we are pretending to be British or something along those lines. So for the most part, we don't use it here in that way. So your friend, though, points out that it's still considerate of kind of a mid-level, some people are going to have a problem with it. It's one of those words where you just got to be safe about saying it, at least in the UK. Here in the US, most of the negative impact of bollocks is removed because we just don't use it here. It's like the word bloody here, like you bloody well better do that. We just don't really have any connotations of that except from film and television. So that's why your friend was kind of alarmed, and that's probably why, There is an Irish and English difference as well. The bollocks in the Irish tends to be the verb form, which means to mess up or to ruin.
Yes, yes.
And in the English, it tends to appear in a lot of different forms, typically meaning also something that's gone bad, but they tend to be noun phrases or verb phrases that that sound a little different.
An exclamation, then.
Yeah, an exclamation, an interjection, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I'd be safer not to use it.
Probably, yes.
If I offended people.
you sound like a refined woman, but there is something in the American psyche, however, that loves to hear refined people say crass words.
I agree with you there. That's right. That's right.
But thank you, Elizabeth. I would keep this between you and the people in your household.
Yes.
Okay. Take care now.
I'll do that. Okay.
Best
Thank
of luck
you
to
you so much.
Sure. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Wow. I wonder if Elizabeth ever eliminated that word from her vocabulary.
And how about those awkward moments in the workplace? You know, those times when you say something that you think is perfectly innocent, but then somebody else takes it the wrong way?
Hello. You have a way with words.
This is Josh. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hello, Josh. Welcome
Hi,
to the program.
Josh.
Thank you. I have a question that's been in the back of my mind about a problem that arose at work on about a word.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, so the word in question here is the word pussyfooting or pussyfoot.
Okay.
As in pussyfooting around.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit of background. A couple years ago, it was in an educational setting at a school, and we were at a meeting, And, you know, this kid really needed help, and people were really, you know, beating around the bush and even being evasive about some stuff, and they just were noncommittal about it. So I said the word, you know, guys, let's not pussyfoot around. And this colleague of mine, a female colleague of mine who was, you know, several years older than me, really put me to task. And I think she said something like, how dare you use that word? And I took her to mean that it was, you know, sexist or something. Nobody wanted to touch that because there was a lot of, you know, professionals in the room, and I didn't respond to it. I wanted to de-escalate the situation, so I just chose a different word. So I guess my question to you is the word pussyfooting around, or pussyfooting itself, offensive in any way? Or does it have a history of that? And if so, could you explain about it?
Wow.
My heavens.
This is loaded. So nicely done on handling that situation.
Yes.
Exactly as it should be handled.
Yes.
Move on is always the question, right. Particularly because you had a kid's future at stake here, and it wasn't about the language, it's about the kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it was an English teacher, so I was really surprised to be put at task about word where it's really about, like you said, the kid. But anyways, the word, it's just, I take it to mean treading lightly like a cat would.
Exactly.
So I just don't know.
Yeah, treading lightly. It's exactly what it means. Pussyfooting means to have feet like a cat. So you have soft little pink paws with the fur.
Right.
If you had a, you know, imagine a cat, you know, when they make their biscuits, you know, they do that little kneading.
Yeah. Milk treading.
That's not to say that cats don't knock stuff off the counters and shelves all the time. We've got two issues here. One of them is we've got a colleague who didn't understand that this word is harmless. And then the other issue is, does that make you liable for her misunderstanding? I mean, does this obligate you somehow to accommodate her ignorance?
You're right. I didn't think of that issue about, like, am I liable for her being offended?
I have an opinion on this, Martha, but I'm going to hold it back for a second to see what you think.
Well, I'm wondering about this woman, too, if she was just looking for something to be offended by.
Ah, good question.
Was
she particularly angry or upset at the way the conversation was going otherwise, Josh?
Well, it's really funny that you bring that up. We were friendly, but you know how there's some people in the workplace that tend to be more critical than others.
Mm-hmm.
She might have been seen as that kind.
Uh-huh. Mm,
interesting.
Uh-huh.
I would go for caution here. Now that you are aware that some people don't know that pussyfoot is not vulgar, it isn't. It absolutely isn't. It behooves you to use something else like tread lightly instead. I'm sorry. In some cases, particularly in the workplace, we have to accommodate the ignorant and just take the safe path. At home, I mean, you can have this and make it a big, full discussion.
Right,
but
right.
In the workplace, you've got to take the most conservative route.
Yeah, and this is a really tough one because it, in and of itself, it is an innocent word.
Yeah,
but I guess
it's from
these...
pussycat.
Yeah,
it's a word for kitties, for cats,
right,
little mouser guys.
Yeah, but now you have me paranoid about saying it.
Well,
it's hard enough to say Pussy Riot on the radio.
Right, exactly,
you know?
But yet it's on every news outlet. NPR uses it all the time. It's in print and all the newspapers, headlines on the front of magazines at the newsstand, right?
Yeah.
So it's really, it's really interesting here. But again, so
is there any history of sex because of the overtones of the word?
Has it ever been used that way?
Put down women in any way or no?
I wouldn't say that.
No.
Not in my experience.
No.
Have there been some one-off uses of it in that way? Maybe. Certainly you could load it with innuendo if you wanted to, and you could turn it into vulgar uses if you had the mind to. But for the most part, in the historical record, the word is simply used to mean somebody who literally treads lightly.
Well, I think he went away happy, didn't he?
Yeah, and now it's that part of the show where we don't pussyfoot around.
No pussyfooting, none.
Don't half commit to helping out. It's the part of the show where we ask you to reach for your phone, call your public radio station, and make a gift to support the kind of programming you like.
Here's the number to call.